Adam Agnew here to hear his post-game thoughts after. Again, Adam, I don't want to ask about getting a point tonight. We'll talk about tonight's game, but I want to start with the overall getting 5 of 6 points this weekend. I guess you can call that a successful weekend, could you not?
Yeah, for sure. And again, just resilient effort tonight to, you know, come back to find a way to get a point. Obviously, tough 3-3s are not physically draining, but mentally. And I thought our guys stuck with it for the most part tonight. They were proud of the group, the way they responded overall this weekend. And obviously, we would like to get another 2 tonight, but getting the points, you know, it at the end of the day, like you said, it's a good weekend, good 3-3.
How would you kind of describe this game? Obviously different from yesterday's 7-6 game, but I don't know, like sluggish at times, maybe different than yesterday was kind of what we were saying, but you guys are the experts, so you tell me, how would you kind of describe this game?
I think both teams looked a little tired tonight. The pace, I don't think, was there overall, but it was tight. Like, it was a pretty tight checking game. Both teams, you know, weren't giving up much. So, you know, one of those games where we find a way on the road to get a point tonight. And like I said, I thought our guys stuck with it.
Now, it's again the new acquisitions who end up scoring. I don't want to give them all the credit, Zimmer and Levis, but I feel like they do deserve a lot of it. But can you just take me through, you know, you talk about the resiliency and the group effort and to again come from behind 2-0. Is it the same thing just like previously where when they go up 2-0 on the third, is the messaging the same for you guys knowing that you've done it as recently as yesterday and Friday?
Yeah, well, for sure it is, and there's a lot of belief in the group that that we can come back from. And both Zimmer and Levis, I mean, they both scored goals right around the net, right? So they're guys that will get to that area of the ice and get those goals. I don't think we've had enough of those overall this year, so it's nice to see we're starting to plug away in those hard areas and get rewarded.
Now, the power play in the second, there were a few opportunities for you guys. Didn't quite look the same. Was that part of it, you know, maybe sluggish, or was that X's and O's the reason for maybe not being able to capitalize?
Oh, it was just a little slow tonight. The movement was a little bit slow, a little too meticulous. You know, I think we had to start breaking them down with shooting more pucks, especially from the tops, and then creating a bit of chaos from there, and seams will open up. I just thought we looked like we were looking for the right, you know, good highlight reel play every time instead of just keeping it simple. But give Vic credit. They did a good job tonight on their kill.
I just want to ask quickly about you guys and peeking at the standings, because obviously with 5 points out of 6 this weekend, and I assume you guys often look at that and use it as motivation and talk about it, but do you think, and maybe you haven't had a chance yet, of course, after, but after last night maybe, are you guys looking at it and you're looking up Kelowna? You guys are right there, right behind Kelowna. Is that talked about amongst, you know, the team and the coaches?
Well, we're just taking it day by day. I mean, it's a process. You know, there's still quite a few games left in the year. Obviously, you're human and you look at the standings and, you know, where you can get to. And I think our guys are motivated, right, to keep moving up those standings. We don't just want to make the playoffs. We want to keep moving up and get some better seating here. So, but again, it's a process, and we just focus kind of one day at a time, and now we got to move on into our next weekend.
And which brings up Everett and Prince George, two tough tests. But, I mean, you must feel a lot better than the last time you played those teams before, you know, the winter break. And it just feels like a different team. You talk about resiliency, but you guys must be pretty jacked to play, you know, two of the top teams in the West at home. Next weekend.
Yeah, we got to carry our momentum in here into those weekends. I don't think we haven't, in my opinion, when we play top teams, I think I don't know what it is. I don't think it's intimidation, but we just seem to get on our heels. We don't focus on the way we can play. So I think having a really good weekend here, having a pretty good stretch, we need to play on our toes against those teams. We know we're a good team. There's a lot of belief in that room right now, and it's going to be a really good test at home, both those games. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. We'll get a good weekend of practice here and be ready to go.
Thanks so much for the time, Adam.
Thanks.
There was Associate Coach Adam Maglio sharing his thoughts. Again, got to build off of this weekend, and that's a fair point, as I guess, the Giants haven't really played their best against some of those top teams. They did beat the Prince George Cougars on the road once this season, 5-1. That was a game where really they got out to an early lead, scored a shorthanded goal, and kind of added to that early, and then just kind of... there were a lot of posts at the end of that game and crossbars for Prince George, who also had some power plays late in the game. But the Giants in that one just got out to an early lead. I don't think it was their most complete game, but it was certainly a good one to beat the Cougars on the road. Other than that, though, you look at Portland and Prince George head-to-head against the Giants, and they definitely have had Vancouver's number this season.